This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I want Drew Hernandez to elaborate on the big picture of spiritual warfare we're in. Then we're going to look at something we were talking about during the break. He said, hey, I got a lot of questions, but what do you want to get into next? He said, well, I want to get into how the real insurrection's happening while they have this J6 hearing. But that's in about 6 minutes. This little short segment, Drew, more about the spiritual warfare.
Absolutely. And I think Americans, I know the listeners understand this. I mean, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual hosts of wickedness that are in the heavenly places. Ephesians 6, people understand this and we know this. And I'm sure a lot of viewers have heard that verse quoted many times and have kind of thought like, yes, you know, they have this image in their mind of, you know, witchcraft and seeing all these, you know, demonic things or like the Exorcist movie. And those things are real. They're definitely real. But when you see it in the political sphere and people like Owen Schroyer, Savannah Hernandez, or anyone that's been to one of these pro-death, I mean, I said this on Tucker Carlson last night, this is literally a death cult. These people worship Molech. They worship death. They worship murder. They not only worship it, they praise it and they celebrate it openly in the streets, out in broad daylight. They don't do it just at night when they're out rioting and committing mass violence to be able to murder babies. They do this out in broad daylight. I mean, here's some footage of when I was out in front of the Capitol. This is literally the moment Roe v. Wade was announced to be overturned, and these people were crying, losing their minds, getting hysterical, acting like it was literally the end of the world. These people have been manipulated and indoctrinated because they have no idea why they believe what they believe. But this is the spiritual aspect of things. I mean, really think about it. How can one be so blind to something so obvious and open according to science, facts, and logic? These people will never call a baby inside of the womb a baby. They'll always call it a fetus. And the reason why is because they deny logic, reason, and facts and science. Now, the reason is like I said at the beginning of the segment with Alex, is this is total depravity on full display. People have lost their minds. They have literally lost their minds over something that they cannot see. This is the best teaching moment for anyone that's ever seen the Bible or questioned Romans chapter 1 or Jesus' words where it says lawlessness will abound or God will give people over to a reprobate mind or a debased mind. You can take a look at the Greek and you unpack it and see what the definitions are. And they're very clear. People losing all morality, losing the ability to discern, losing all form of having the ability to see what's right or wrong. But when you see it in real time, people begin to wake up. And you take a look at this footage and you could only see that God is true and God is literally telling the truth about what we are seeing in humanity right now. I mean, look around you. Look at the mass destabilization. That's just one aspect. I mean, think about the New World Order. Alex has been covering this for decades, but God has told us that a New World Order would come, a one world banking system, a one world economy, a one world military system, a one world government. We've seen all of this in the book of Revelation to be foretold for the past 2,000 years in the New Testament. Okay, so we've been seeing this all unfold, and I think, and this is just my own personal opinion, according to the Bible, I think post-2020 with the pandemic, I think the needle has moved forward. I think a lot of theologians and Bible teachers have always questioned and asked, how in the world can a new world order rise? How in the world can a one world religion rise? How in the world can a one system economy where a mark of the beast is on the forearm or the wrist or the forehead, where the entire world is in unison, worshiping one man, a false prophet, and a part of a one world economy and a religion. A lot of theologians have questioned how in the world that could happen because the technology never existed. But right now, post-2020, we have surely seen the microchips have always been in development. They've always been put out in the news. Alex has been covering this for decades, but I think post-2020 with the so-called pandemic, the scandemic, we saw the entire globe in unison. The entire globe was in unison and ready to literally bend the knee to tyranny in the name of safety and security. So I think right now we're living in the end times like the Bible foretold. We are seeing probably on the horizon of seeing the Antichrist soon and everything that the Bible foretold. And you will watch it all unfold here live on InfoWars and Band.video.
So perfectly said. Drew Hernandez, stay there.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning, certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
They're sentencing Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's interest, right now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And the hard charger, Drew Hernandez, is with us. Talk about an eloquent man of courage. Again, it's just getting to know all these great people and fight against tyranny is the best part of it. Drew, you were making the point, we were talking a few breaks ago, that you wanted to get into J6 and that show trial. Currently, with all the left actually involved in insurrection, and now we have the sergeant of arms that was supposed to testify today, dies there last night. They're being very mysterious about how he died. This is getting weirder and weirder and weirder. They're claiming that Trump tried to do a coup on January 6th with myself and others. That's not true. Heard nothing about that. Tried to stop it. But meanwhile, they're trying to use J6 to outlaw their political opposition. So that's where you wanted to go next. I'm glad you wanted to go there. What is your view on that?
Well, number one, this is a Soviet-style show trial. I mean, they've been using Soviet tactics. You know this for decades. I mean, they infiltrate groups. They run these psyops. They manipulate the minds of people. And then they run their PR, their propaganda campaigns. And I think right now we're in midterms, and you and I both know this, Alex, that the Democrats and the left are desperate, okay? I truly believe they are desperate. But they also know that they have power and the ability to manipulate the minds of millions of people because they own the media, they control the media, they control Hollywood, they control all these levers of society. So they're going to use them to the best of their ability to radicalize people with the most radical messages. What have we seen in 2022, Alex, in this midterm year? They went from the J6 show trial, this has been developing all 2021 since it happened all last year, and now they went to the anti-LGBT, they're going to come after you, they're going to come after all the gay people, they're going to take away your rights to be able to mutilate the genitals of children, they're going to take away your rights to be able to do whatever you want as an LGBTQ person. They then go to Uvalde, they try and exploit that. You see Beto show up to Uvalde when there's a shooting, all of a sudden all these mass shootings start taking place across the country, and then the media mobilizes to be able to amplify that message, and then they run with the anti 2A and the pro-gun control narrative where they're mass hysteria, where Beto shows up to Uvalde less than 24 hours to stick his finger in Greg Abbott's face as a political stunt to push that narrative. So it's one thing after another. And what I'm saying is it's all an attempt to further manipulate the minds of their base because they're getting desperate. Now, what I want people to understand is this is definitely an intentional agenda. And the reason why they do that is because they know that there are still people out there that literally just believe this stuff. And unfortunately, that's truly the case. And I hope that humanity continues to rise. But it's so ridiculous because they're saying, oh, there's this mass insurrection and white supremacy. That's the other issue that they go after as well. And white supremacy is on the rise and all brown and black people are threatened by it in the United States of America and worldwide. The J6 insurrectionists, even though there were people just standing outside of the Capitol, just doing nothing, they go after all these people, but they're silent. after Roe v. Wade gets overturned, and there's literally an attempted insurrection at the Arizona state capitol when the legislators are in session talking about abortion legislation, and the rioters are outside banging on the windows attempting to breach the capitol.
I totally agree. So here's the question. I'm serious, because I respect you. You're a smart guy. That's why I'm wargaming this. I'm going to open the phones up after you leave asking, what are they going to pull next? We need to get ahead of this. What do you see them pulling next?
It's hard to tell, Alex. We've seen them try and play every single card. Now, when I say this, I just want people to be on the lookout. I don't want to radicalize anybody. I'm not calling for violence or anything. But just be on the lookout for some kind of event that is going to be just the catalyst to amplifying the base. I think Roe v. Wade could have been it. But we didn't see the entire base come out in full force. We didn't see BLM come out in full force. We didn't see all of them. I think it could be another black man or black woman being shot. It could be something that comes out that just amplifies everyone and a total summer of rage.
A gay pride parade being car bombed.
It could be anything. It could be, like I'm saying, Alex, they could go to anything. They could literally they could stage it. It could send someone with a Trump hat to go punch a black person in the face, or they could just exploit another shooting that takes place. Or they go to every single one of these. So my guess, Alex, is it could literally be any one of these things. Some kind of staged hate crime. The playbook is always the same, but we know that
that's what Jesse Smollett was trying to do, but he got caught.
Absolutely, because now I want to talk about the reason why. Why do they do this, Alex? Like, why do they run these little psyops? Why do they run these little false flags? Why do they exploit dead kids? Why do they take every single one of these little narratives that they try and use and manipulate the minds of people in the mainstream media? They do this because they simply know that they can. And because we've come to a place in this country where we've allowed this psychotic media to just further propagate the minds of millions of people with lies, pure lies and slander. They go after anyone that's telling the truth. Now, we have to continue to wake up other Americans, whether it's your neighbors or your coworkers, find a way to communicate to them the truth, because there are people out there that have lost their minds entirely. And there are people out there, Alex, that I think are just way too far gone. It will literally take God to unlock their minds.
Well, that's right. I ask Gavin McGinnis.
And be awakened.
I asked Gavin McGinnis 5 years ago, right when Trump, or 5.5 years ago when Trump got elected. I said, what is the peak of leftist insanity? He said, there is no peak. They'll just keep going and going and going. So what are they exactly like? How crazy is it going to get?
I think it's going to get as crazy as they want it to get, because they know they can do whatever they want. I mean, think about it, Alex. You are dealing right now with the deep state. You've been dealing with the deep state, but you are literally at point blank range. They're trying to throw your life and Owen Schroyer's life away for the rest of eternity because you were standing outside of the Capitol on J6. But what I'm saying is these people know that they can do this. They are in the FBI. They're in the NSA. They're in the CIA. They're in the federal government. They're in education. They're in Hollywood. They're K-12, not just our universities. These people are inside of everything. Okay, and they've been empowered because they know that if they come out and do something violent or dangerous, that Big Brother is going to be there to give them a slap on the wrist and make it appear like there's going to be accountability, but they're all on the same side. People sit there and they want, I know the viewers get this, but if there's anyone sitting back wondering, like, why are these people allowed to continue to do this? Why is it that a Trump supporter or a conservative or just like a real classical liberal like Alex Jones or Tim Pool says something slightly out of the narrative, automatically they're a white supremacist. Automatically they're tainted an enemy. Automatically they are canceled. Automatically they are painted with a laser that they're to be taken out and not listened to, because this is a regime. This is history repeating itself. This is what totalitarians do. This is what the communists have done. This is what the socialists have done. Any opposition that comes out against their regime, their news media machine, or anyone that is not authorized, they silence, they shut them up, and they cancel them. This is what we are seeing in the United States of America. Communism isn't coming. Globalism isn't coming. Socialism isn't on its way, Alex. It's freaking here. It's here. It's now. And we have to push back and wake people up to that reality.
You're absolutely right. People have to understand, and that's the point I was going to make before the show today, and I didn't make it, is, folks, the New World Order isn't coming. It's It's here, and they wouldn't be trying to silence us if we weren't powerless. If we just stand up, hold the line, or nonviolent, but tell the truth and are Christ-like, they will lose. They're doing all of this because they sense their end is near.
Absolutely. I mean, right now, the so-called left can't even define what a woman is, but all of a sudden they can when it comes to murdering and slaughtering babies. All of a sudden, they can define basic biology again. And when you talk to them on the ground, it's clear that these people have lost their minds.
Well, that's right. A man can have a baby, but we can't say a nine-month-old baby one day from term isn't a human. People see that. They see the fraud of that.
Because they're psychotic. They're absolutely psychotic. And I just want to leave your viewers with some hope before I launch out of here, Alex. Let God use you. Take the truth. Engage the culture peacefully, logistically, logically, and accurately with the truth. And just see what happens. I mean, what does it look like when God parachutes a born-again Christian or a truth seeker in just total darkness? That's always been my heart. That's always been my mind. And people could take a look at my life and say, wow, well, maybe that's what it looks like, and I want to see what God does in everybody else's life as well. So thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Drew Hernandez. That's so beautiful. We're God's special forces that he's injecting into this as a test. Thank you so much. We love you, brother. Phone calls and news coming up. Thank you, Drew.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
First-time callers, long-time callers, callers that agree, callers that disagree, you name it, free-for-all. I've actually been getting better at just going to your call, giving you a minute, moving the next person so the next person's ready. So when you hear me say your name and where you're calling from, you're going on air. You hear that, psh, the phone system does that when they put you on, it goes, psh, and you're on air. We're going to hear from you for 60 seconds, and we're going to go to the next person, and I'm going to take 30, 40, 50 phone calls in the next hour and a half. I'm about to give you that number here in just a moment. You know, I am busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. This whole world is just getting so crazy right out in the open. And we've got world government being announced. We've got Mark of the Beast being announced. We've got implantable microchips being announced. I mean, you talk about vindication. But I don't care about being vindicated. I just want to stop this. And they know as their system comes into fruition, as their new world order unfolds, the people that have been exposing it have great credibility, and that's why we've got to be censored. So when we sit here and we talk about all the things that are unfolding and happening, we talk about how epic they are. Out of all the different political movements and all the different genres of entertainment and all the different distractions, it's InfoWars and a few other organizations that are super popular because they're telling the truth that are actually discussing what the problem is. There are prescriptions for every disease. There are cures for diseases. There are things we know work. Or you know gasoline works in a car that's designed for gasoline. And diesel works in a truck or tractor that's designed for diesel. And what we're saying and what we're doing and what we're covering and the guests we have and the calls is all about understanding that and being involved and being informed and stopping the tyranny and promoting the freedom. So I have a real problem with getting up here and telling you how prominent InfoWars is. Because it sounds like I'm telling this audience how fancy I am or how famous I am or how great we are. That is the opposite of that. I'm telling you what a target I am, not to say I'm a victim, but to say, hey, we're over the target. We figured out how to beat these people. We've got their number. We've got their modus operandi. We know who they are. We know what their plan is. And we know how to stop them. So I'll say it. Bolsonaro's amazing. Trump's amazing. DeSantis is amazing. Viktor Orban is incredible. You're incredible. Tucker Carlson is over the top great. Joe Rogan's really getting awesome, going the right direction. But 9 times out of 10, it is InfoWars that progenerates, that is the first to break through with the key intelligence and the key information that changes the whole game plan. And I am blown away to be here and to be in that position, and I am incredibly honored, and I quite frankly am ashamed that I ever get upset and I ever get down, because I asked for this fight 28 years ago when I got on air. And I believed in God, and I believed in humanity, I believed in you, and all I've seen in this fight is God give us victory when we take action. So I'll say it to the audience, InfoWars has paid off. InfoWars has won. InfoWars has had the greatest success of any organization or group in the history of the modern world in the fight against the New World Order. And I tell you that good news because the good news is you took action. You spread the word. You prayed. You financially supported. And it hit triple cherries on the slot machine. Not a big gambler, but doesn't triple cherries mean, you know, the big payout? So you did it, folks. And so now more than ever, I got to tell you, and I'm not bitching, and I'm not complaining. We'll go to your calls next segment. We'll get the number up. But I'm not up here telling you how important we are to impress you. I'm telling you we're important. We're winning the battle together. And, man, are we under attack. And I didn't know how bad our finances were even 3 months ago. But I brought in some outside accounting firms to give us the full projection. And the big donations we had come in, the small donations, and all of it barely put us into the black. With supply chain breakdown problems, everything in the future, we will be in the red again within 2 months. And I'm not complaining. It's all in God's hands. I just don't. God says, you know, trust in God, but tie up your camel. Trust in God, but roll away from the rocks. I mean, I get that. And I don't want to be just mindlessly here saying, well, I'm sure right when I'm about to have to lay off half the crew and turn the lights off, I'm sure just God will just give it to me again. No. And this is key. I've got to fight with everything I've got. I've got to work hard. I've got to do the shows. I've got to do special broadcasts. I've got to do interviews. I've got to do accounting. I've got to work hard about what are hot products that are great, that people want, that we get at a good price. I've got to bust my butt with everything I got. And then, and I've experienced this hundreds of times in my life, if not thousands, God will then intervene and take me across the threshold. But every time God takes me right to the moment of oblivion to prove it's God. And I go back to the widow's mite. I forget what book of the Bible is. Will you guys print up the widow's mite, the Bible story? I'm going to cover that next segment, and then I'll go to the calls. Where there's this prophet, and he's in the town, and he's hungry. And he goes to the widow and her starving child. He says, I'm hungry. And because they believe in God, they take the little bit of oil, a little bit of grain they have, and they bake him a little biscuit. And they go hungry that night. But then every day, the oil and the grain is replenished for them after that. And I'd sit there in Sunday school and hear that and say, that sounds stupid. But what it is a spiritual archetype of how God works, and it's totally true. God wants to push us right to the edge to make us stronger, to build us up to fight the enemy, and to see whatever we can take as hard as it is, and then if we're truthful and we're faithful and we execute, right at the moment we're sinking, God reaches a hand down and pulls us back out. Until some cases where that's not the case, we're to be an example, be persecuted, and that's fine. Jesus and many other cases are examples of that. So thank you all for your support, but please keep spreading the word and keep supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'll give the number out when we come back, and we're going to go right to your phone call. Stay.
The National Citizen's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today.
today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 mules today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So we now know it's time between good versus evil. It's all out in the open. People are waking up big time. I'm going to get the number out and be going to your calls for the next hour and a half on any subject you want to cover, any topic you want to hit. I love the wild card nature of it. The toll free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789. Alex, 877-789-2539. Any subject, any topic, 877-789-2539. But don't be offended if I hang up on you quick, because I'm going to be going to you quick and getting you on air, 877-789-2539. Let me finish up with what I was saying and then go to your calls. And with this King 17:7-16, this is the new international version they printed me. That we'll be going over here with the Widow's Mite story I was telling from memory and probably butchering. You're not a prominent figure. And that's actually a blessing. To be famous is actually got a lot of negatives. I am. I'm infamous. And when I travel the country and when I go places, I get a gauge of what's happening. Mostly positive comments before Trump got elected, but I'd walk through an airport, maybe shake 10 hands on the way to the plane before Trump. And then Trump gets in and I shake 100 hands going to the plane in the airport, but two people come over and say, F you, Russian agent, I hope you go to prison. Now, when I travel the country and the world, I have to wear a ball cap and put my head down and not talk, or I get mobbed with people wanting autographs and photos, and then more come, and there's 30 people around me. Doesn't matter if I'm in Florida, New York, Hawaii, Texas, it doesn't matter. And again, I want to explain, it's not Alex Jones saying, oh, I'm famous. That is not what we're saying. You're not famous, so you don't know how many people are awake. You don't have a gauge. I'm a censor. I'm a canary in the coal mine. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting 10 times the support I ever got everywhere. If I'm with my family at a pool at a hotel in Hawaii for a vacation, and I'm walking from where we've got chairs to get lunch at a restaurant, I'm walking and people are, Alex Jones, we love you. They're jumping up. I can't even get where I'm going. So I wear sunglasses and a hat. Not because I'm against our fans, but because I've got to go get the fish and chips and the cheeseburger or whatever and my daughter's grilled cheese for lunch. So let me give you the good news. America, because I haven't traveled out to the U.S. in a while, but I can tell you, America is on fire. You go check into the hotel. Both the people checking you were listeners. The bellhop's a listener. The guy that valets your car's a listener. You go to dinner that night. The waiter's a listener. The bartender comes over as a listener. And they're not just a passive listener like, I heard your show a few days ago. I wondered where you were today. Oh, it's doing a great job, but when are you going back? So when I say we're 10 times more popular than we were a few years ago, I don't know where it's happening or where it's going on or where it's going down. But let me give you the good news. I don't go downtown Austin now and get cussed at and yelled at. I have people asking for an autograph. People are turning against the system like never before, and I'm a bellwether in that, and I'm here to tell you, we are winning massively. It is staggering. Staggering. Imagine you pull up to a hotel, a populist hotel, not five star, just a nice hotel, but like 3.5 star, normal big hotel. You open the car door of your Malibu, and they go, Mr. Jones, great to have you. I'm a big fan, by the way. You call, thank you very much, sir. Give him a $20 bill, close the door. You're walking in. Alex, we love you. Did you get on what's coming? No, we just love you. We were just talking about you today. You walk in. Everyone at the checkout counter is a listener. The people behind you, almost all of them are like, we love you. Then you're walking to your room past the concierge. And he goes, excuse me, ma'am. And he gets up and goes, me and my brother and my father, we love you. We love you. I'm like, well, thank you. I think we're going to probably book some excursions while we're here. Thank you. And then the bellhop comes to your room. And I'm like, look, I don't want your $20, Alex. Me and my wife just love you. Thank you. I go, oh, really, you're a listener. How long have you been listening? I've been listening about 5 years. Then you order room service the next day. And a Hawaiian woman shows up who can hardly speak even good English. I guess some folks don't speak English there. And she's like, I'm a big listener. We love you. Ladies and gentlemen, we've blown the enemy. They are totally screwed. I mean, if you saw what I have seen, you would be so positive right now. Because believe me, they've screwed up. The New World Order has screwed the pooch, as they say. I'm going to stop talking about that. I'm going to go to break, come back with your calls. But let me hit this because I mentioned it. Here it is, Kings 17, 7, 16. New International Version. Sometime later, the brook dried up. It's a drought. There had been no rain in the land, and the word of the Lord came to him. Go at once to, I can't pronounce this, Zarephath, in the region of Sidon, and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply with food. So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may drink? As he was going to get it, he called, and bring me, please, a piece of bread, please. 12. As surely as the Lord God lives, she replied, I do not have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son that we may eat it and die during a famine. Elijah, he said to her, don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and for your son. For that is what the Lord God of Israel says. The jar of flour, with it be used, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain to the land. And it continues. She went away and did as Elijah told her. She was there with food every day for Elijah, so the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, the jug of oil did not end dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. And folks, I have experienced this. I have literally experienced this. And it goes on from there. That brings tears to my eyes. Because it's absolutely true. And that's a kind of dumbed down version of the whole thing. But this is metaphysical. We have unlimited power in the universe. We can do anything. We are in an embryonic larval stage right now, and we're about to do incredible things. And Satan and his minions will not have any more power over us soon, but we first have to go through this test. But let me give you the good news. I've been all over the country, and I can tell you, the people are awake, the people know the truth, and the truth is rising, and the enemy is in trouble. And all the mark of the beast, and all the microchips, and all the social credit scores, and all the forced inoculations and carbon taxes are about making you poor and desperate so they can control you. Because they're weak, and they're broken, and they will pay. We're going to come right back and go to Steve, Julio, Kyle, Jason, Ginger, Seth, Mike, Alex, Jay, and others. Your calls are all coming up today. Band.video. They hate that. Infowars.com. They hate that more. Spread those links.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Been stronger. It's way more powerful. The enemy's in trouble, so the enemy's going to throw everything at us. But the good news is, God's in control. All right, I'm going to take five calls in this 11-minute segment. I'm going to go to Steve and Julio. I'm going to go to the order the calls are received. Steve in South Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I just want to say the biggest issue in this country is still for January 6th. There's people that are in a gulag, who have no freedoms, no rights to talk to their families, no rights to talk to their lawyers, and not even the people that are just in jail and still fighting. There's people like me who lost their career just for simply going there, just for simply being on the Capitol steps of the Capitol building and being peaceful and protesting. And January 6th, well, why were people there? Because they stole the election. I feel like these are two issues that the public is starting to kind of fade away, is the election and January 6th. There are people's lives that are still being affected, and that the biggest treason is stealing the election, Alex. And people really need to know how important these two issues are.
I totally agree with you. One of the videos I have, I want to get to, if we can take calls and do it, is the Gateway Pentagon video. It's up on Infowars.com as well, where the Proud Boys were in a Zoom meeting saying, we're going to be peaceful. We're going to try to stop any violence at the Capitol. We're going to try to stop any Antifa attacks, which is what I'd heard. People were there to stop any Antifa attacks. And so it's all them planning to be nonviolent. So where is the planning for a violent attack? Very well said. God bless you. You're absolutely right. Julio in Colorado. Julio, welcome.
Well, Alejandro, I tell you what, this is going to be a unique fall for not only the U.S., but Europe as we descend into an energy crisis. Yesterday, I thought it was shrewd, sophisticated, probably purposely done by the president of France, Emmanuel Macron, who in Germany at the G7 went up.
He said Saudi Arabia can't produce more oil, which is a total lie.
Well, not only that, but I believe it's going to be set up to where not only France, but the rest of the world are going to put pressure on the United States to produce more oil. When the U.S. won't produce more oil, it will be the perfect setup for the United States to be the fall guy, to lose everything that goes with.
Well, it's not your opinion. They're already blaming the U.S. So I love how the globalists order Biden to shut off the power, and then they turn around and get mad at him.
No, 100%. I mean, as you've said, as many people have said for several years now, Biden, his administration are set up to be the perfect fall guy. If you watch that video closely, I mean, Biden looks like a deer in a headlight, but it was the reaction of Jake Sullivan, the body language of Jake Sullivan, the same Jake Sullivan who was slapped in the face verbally by the communist Chinese in Alaska and in Italy. He looks stunned. Again, it's setting up to where Germany, places like Schalke, places like Berlin, they're going to have to pay up the wall for their energy, for their heating costs, for their AC at the tail end of the summer.
Yeah, nobody is buying, Julio, that the Russians caused this. If they were to blame, that's great. I'd expose them. This is globalist, global warming, carbon tax, great reset policy. Thank you so much. Great callers. I can talk to Julio for an hour, but we got to get to everybody. Let's go to Kyle in Nebraska. We're going to the order of receive. Kyle, you're on the air. Go ahead.
God bless you, brother.
Welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to say, finishing the last of my stockpile of Extendawise, if that tells you how much I bought.
Love you.
Getting ready to open up some new Ultimate Fish Oil and the krill oil. Those two things there, and then your store list and your bodies. If people just took those four, life would change for everybody.
The products we sell really are amazing, and that's what keeps us on air, which is even more amazing. I hear you, brother. What's your view on Democrats gaslighting us?
So basically, it's their currency. It's their 100% currency. After they stole it and got away with it, then the $90 billion in Afghanistan of all of our equipment, they knew that was it. They knew that we were a conquered state. That was it. And now their gaslighting is just like you used to say, pissing in our face. And until we stop covering what they're doing and only cover solutions daily, meaning talking to sheriffs, just pure solutions. I just believe, brother, that if it's only solutions here on out and no more showing a mirror.
No, Kyle, I totally agree. People, it's a paradox. I want to expose what they're doing, but I want to have solutions as well. That's how they always get us destabilized, is they keep changing the subject with new attacks. How do you balance that?
I believe that you put a mirror up to it as if, you know, let's say the first 30 minutes, you put a mirror up to what they're doing. Then the next hour, so double time, you measure it out. And you say these are the solutions to what we just showed.
Beautifully said. Thank you, Kyle. All right, let's go to Alabama. Let's go to Alabama. Let's talk to Ginger. Ginger, welcome.
Yes. Hi, Alex. I wanted to follow up on Romans 1. So basically what this is saying in layman's terms is that once God gives you over to a reprobate mind, you have lost your chance to be saved. He has blinded your eyes and he has hardened your heart. And there are many types of reprobates in the world. They can be false prophets, pedophiles, rapists, murderers, and also sodomites. Once you're in lust with a member of the same sex, you're a reprobate and cannot be saved. That's what Romans 1 says. People are not born this way. Once you have rejected God one too many times, he rejects you. Just like the Pharisees, they were reprobates, and that's why Jesus told them that their father was the devil. Once you're a child of God, you are always a child of God. But once you are a child of the devil, you are always a child of the devil. That's what you're seeing on TV right now with all the protests about Roe v. Wade and the pride parades. So, I mean, just ask yourself, why didn't God send soul winners into Sodom and Gomorrah? Because they could not be saved. The reprobates are in charge right now, and they are all demon-filled Satanists.
Well, they're certainly acting like demons, and you're right. But I'm a sinner. I've done bad things, and God forgave me. I think a lot of these people, I don't want to debate you theologically, but I mean, I think God can always change your heart. But you're right. God does turn people over to great delusions.
Yes, exactly. And just like in the end times, there are going to be people that he puts the veil over their eyes where they cannot believe. There are people out there that cannot believe because God has done this to them, because they have rejected him one too many times, just like Pharaoh. He was given chance after chance after chance, and eventually God hardened his heart against him because Pharaoh hardened his heart against him first. So it's not something that God wants to do, but once we reject God one too many times, he's going to reject us. That's why people need to find Jesus right now.
Absolutely, Ginger. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's go to Mike in Florida. Mike in Florida, go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, long-time listener, long-time caller, Air Force veteran, 17-year listener. I want to give everybody in the InfoWar a tip on how I've woken people up over the last 17 years with your content. Everybody, Alex, even people that are asleep, they have hot buttons. So whether it's abortion, whether it's banking, whether it's Ukraine, whatever the thing is, people, go to band.video. Go to the search bar, type in the topic that they are interested in, and you're going to see a plethora of videos pop up that Alex has put out and other people have put out. Send them those videos. Send them over and over and over again. And I guarantee you that you will wake people up doing it that way. That's a successful strategy, Alex, I've been doing since you lost band.
No, I hear you, brother. That's why we built band.video. We're putting up a resistance. The truth is there. It's up to the people to spread it. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely, and thank you for the X2. I take the X2, Selenium, the Ultra 12, the Turbo Force is great, the Ultra 12 is great, and that's what you have to do when you're really awake, is you need to decalcify that pineal gland and have your system really running on high-octane fuel, and that's what the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com will do for you.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate your call, Mike. I want to just say this to listeners. I cannot describe to you what the iodine conspiracy is. You have to research. It would take hours to get into. We've covered it probably 50 times. But absolutely, X2 takes 2 weeks to kick in on average. Some folks, it does it in a week. Some in 3 weeks. On average, it's about 15 days. You'll feel sick for a couple days when you've done it for 15 days. And then it's just like, when I forget to take Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, I feel it. It is so essential to everything electrochemically. X2 is 40% off, and it's about to sell out. We'll have more for months at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, you need to get X2. You do one thing, it supports the broadcast, so you can't lose there, but it is incredible. Take X2 for a month, and you will not be disappointed in my view and my study. InfoWarsStore.com, X2. InfoWarsStore.com, X2. Don't procrastinate. Get X2. It funds the operation. You have nothing to lose, and you're going to experience something incredible in my experience. Your skin, your libido, your body, your mind, X2, the best iodine out there. Learn about the iodine conspiracy. InfoWarsStore.com, X2, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number three, straight ahead.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.